I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. Let's go to an anonymous caller in, in Madison area. You're wondering about sharing your faith. Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Muska.
Yeah, you're talking about Acts 1 through 4. Now, I guess I was just wondering how that relates to, you know, with FERC. I got in trouble for sharing my faith. And they told me that I can't, you know, I can't talk about that at all or bring it up or anything. And I guess I'm just kind of wondering, like, am I selling myself short or am I selling the gospel short? Am I supposed to stand firm and say, well, that's up to you if you want to fire me because I talk about my faith because that's part of my religion. Should I tell them that or not?
That's a,
my question.
That is a big question.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. It's a great follow-up on that passage in Acts of when it is appropriate to speak and when we keep silent. I would offer some wisdom there to say I don't think this means that that we would say that we can be proclaiming the gospel in any context, in any at any time, no matter what is happening. I think it would be an over-application of that to bring discernment in. To this. Neil brought it up that Peter does tell us in 1 Peter 3:15 that we are to be ready to give an defense for the hope that is within us, yet with gentleness and reverence. And so we're to be prepared, but it may mean that we have to use discernment in when we do this. Remember, when we share our faith, we're attempting to try to draw people toward Christ. And if it's in a setting where people are going to be antagonized or just don't want to hear it, or it's not appropriate on the job, the one I'm thinking about, the major one, is in the public education system, because Christian teachers have had to really use discernment in the ways that they speak about the Lord with students or on their in their schools. And I wouldn't say it's just a blanket thing to just say, well, I'm going to talk about it whatever I want, and if you can fire me, you can. I don't know if it would have to be that way to be obedient to this example that Peter gives us in Acts.
Yeah, we let our light shine, right? If our light is shining, the darkness is dispelled. It can't be hidden, right? We're not putting it under a bushel. It's set up where all can see.
And, you know, sometimes it just takes discernment. It also may be, though, that you may want to talk with the people who are in authority in your workplace, that maybe they would arrive at some kind of an agreement that you can talk about certain things about your faith, sure, at coffee break or at lunchtime. But as far as on the job, you have to, you know, stick to your work and that. It reminds me of what Daniel did in Daniel chapter 1 when he was commanded to eat the king's food that would defile him. And he negotiated with the king's servant there so that they could eat vegetables instead of the king's food that would defile them. And it was a good outcome there because he worked with the authorities over him. It wasn't just all or nothing.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.